Are you ready to explore living life with greater ease, more joy, and doing what you love to do? Imagine That Coaching can help you discover possibilities, direct connect you to your personal passions. Visit www.dianesturner.com or call 847-824-6949. Imagine That Coaching, connecting person to passion. 847-824-6949. Toll free, 866-398-8877.
Well, welcome again here in Circles of Change. Of course, we're here live at the Tucson Festival of Books, the fifth one year in a row. What an iconic opportunity and also a chance to spotlight a number of seasoned authors that are coming to visit us, as well as first-time authors. So, Diane Turner, so glad I snatched you away from the booth.
Hey, Zara, it's so exciting to be doing this today.
Excellent. And of course, many of our frequent listeners know, Diane, that you come often on Circles of Change. It's a real pleasure. Diane leads Imagine That Coaching. She's a very skilled psychotherapist as well as life coach and practices between the greater Chicago area and here in Tucson, as well as has clients around the country. And her expertise is really focused, as we call her, our possibilities coach, and everything from guided meditations and helping people really get at the core of how they can take their life to better places, as well as she relies upon her own journey, which includes shamanic practices and work around various other elements.
Yes, and now I've added author to the whole mix of things, which feels really good, I have to say.
Well, and you know, in our last segment, of course, we talked about the journey of getting to your book.
Yes.
Which, by the way, for our listeners, it's Heart Wisdom, a concise companion for creating a life of possibilities.
Such a mouthful, but it's really a good one.
So tell me, though, and we talked about the journey of how, actually, I have to take some credit here, that I was the one that kind of pushed you off the end of the diving
board.
The show when you said that you were thinking about turning this journaling experience really into something that could help your clients, as well as maybe take your own thinking to the next place.
Well, I think I think it started off as almost a personal challenge, because people in my life had said to me, so when are you writing a book? And that would come up periodically, and I always thought, well, I don't have enough discipline to write a book, or who would ever be interested in reading a book that I would write? And so, of course, a lot of dismissing of all that possibility. And then I think things just changed enough in my life where the space kind of opened up for me to start writing on a regular basis, not being a professional writer, but just enjoying the written word. And I started journaling every day. And after about a year, and probably starting to come on your show, it occurred to me that perhaps this was the book that everybody had been asking me to write. And so then I spent the next year crafting it and really refining it and adding to it so that it actually would be for people more than just me. Mm-hmm. It became a tool for me to then, the wisdom that I had gained and was still learning, always learning throughout my life.
And that wisdom, of course, is not just from your own life experiences, but through the eyes and the lenses of all the countless clients that you've enjoyed.
Absolutely.
It's
through everything. Yeah. I really believe that everything that happens to us in our lives informs everything moving forward. And as I've spoken about this in the past on the show, as well as I'm very open about this in my book, the book starts with somewhat of a memoir where I talk about the experience of finding out that my husband was ill and subsequently passed away a number of years ago, and dealing with that loss, as well as being a young mom and finding out that my second child has a developmental disability, and dealing with all of the trauma and all of the grief that comes along with that, and really going through a process of looking within myself and finding the possibilities in those experiences rather than allowing them to shut me down. And this, of course, is something that I introduce into my practice and talk with my clients about. And pretty much who I am is how I work. So that there's no disconnect between my life and my work in that way.
And of course, like we said, the name of your book is Heart Wisdom.
Yes,
so what
it is.
You just described is some really true and authentic things that you carry in your heart and you've lived through in your heart.
It's true. And of course, the opening of the heart and the experience of loving both yourself and also then offering that loving energy to others is really the core of the book. It's really what it comes down to, is the experience of love.
Isn't something? I tell you what, why don't you start us out by reading a section of your book?
I would love to. My book is divided into 7 sections. And just to let you know what those sections are. So the first section is called The Beginning. Mm-hmm. Then there's a section called Identifying Your Starting Point, and that's where I'm going to read from. This section is actually very important for anybody that starts this journey because it's where all our intentions are formed. So I'll just read this first paragraph. The first step of any journey is becoming aware of your starting point and naming it, beginning the process of shifting from struggle to ease, from dis-ease to greater flow and health, requiring an awareness and a willingness to accept what you have been doing no longer feels like it is all there is. The desire for relief creates a pause in the struggle. The desire for more of what feels good keeps you moving forward and in greater flow. There will be questions. There will be points where you will make a choice to release the familiar and step into the unknown, allowing yourself to be uncomfortable until you arrive at whatever comes next. This opens up the possibility of making different choices and creating different awareness. This book is intended as a starting point for many of you to create your life of possibility. So let's begin.
Well, you know, and I just love your tone, of course, and it's going to follow through in the course of this conversation.
Yes.
But, you know, it's an interesting thought that to begin the journey, you have to pick a starting point. Because many times the journeys are involved in a lot of circling back.
Yes.
You know, obviously the metaphor of this show.
Yes.
And the other part of it is sometimes I know I've been challenged when I say, well, I'm near the finish. And you say, wait a minute, what is that?
Yes.
And many times the finish is just another beginning.
Yes, that's
which
right.
Which sometimes can be really daunting because you're thinking, doggone it, I thought I was going to, quote, be done.
Right.
But otherwise, also knowing that any time along our path, you can declare a new start. Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, if we've talked about this before,
yes.
That, you know, many times people want to think in terms of the quarter, making the numbers. And why is it in December and January we push ourselves so hard to wrap up the new year and close out and yet name new, quote, resolutions or intentions for the new year? I've often thought to myself, you know, I think I'm going to do that in July.
Yes, yes.
But well, still, nuance, though, of really needing to name it.
What you start to realize is that along the way, there are so many starting points. There's probably an infinite number of starting points. And actually, I start each day by trying to identify my starting points. So where am I in that moment? What am I experiencing? And what is it that my intention is for today? And then, of course, you can broaden that to make it the month or the year or your life for that matter.
The season of my life.
And so every time you, to some degree, circle back and go back to the beginning, you start to realize that you're really coming with different information.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming from a different place because change is dynamic. And so my intention with this book is that it is very circular in a sense. So let me just read the other sections for this book. There's the beginning, identifying your starting point, creating an opening, releasing and letting go, shifting to something new, the invitation, and greater knowing of where you are now. So you see, it's all about this opening and deepening and being present to where you are and then recognizing and becoming aware of the shift and then coming back around again. So it's very congruent with mm-hmm. what you intend for this show and really my vision of what our journeys are. It's not linear. It's very circular.
In fact, I know because you coach your clients through this a similar type of awareness as I do, and that is to recognize this is a journey. This
That's
is
exactly
not a
right.
collection of destination points. And by the way, a good part of the joy of the journey is not knowing.
Right. The discovery is really exciting. And that a lot of this book was really about the discovery. So I would sit down to write and what would come out was always surprising to me and often unknown when I would sit down. I would just sit down with the blank page and who knows what's going to come out that particular moment. And then something magical would happen and it would take me into whatever was coming next.
Yeah, that's right. We're speaking again with Diane Turner from Imagine That Coaching, and her new book is called Heart Wisdom. Diane, your book, of course, isn't just the text, but
right.
also you have illustrations, poetry, and technology. Tell us about that.
I do. So my vision for this book was always that it be a multi-sensory experience for the reader so that it really will engage whoever ventures into it in whatever way they're willing to engage. So within this book, there are original color illustrations by Alan Martin, who is a local Tucson artist, very renowned artist. There is poetry, which actually was gifted to me by my son, who is not a professional poet, but somehow his poetry and his words were so well suited to what was within the book that it was amazing to me. So,
well, if I might offer now, yes. Seth, because I know you're listening, you are now a professional poet because you're published.
He is published, and he's added that to his resume, which is great. Mm-hmm. And so there's poetry, and then there are opportunities for journaling for the reader to write, actually pages that are intended for that. There are paid opportunities for drawing or pasting a picture in. And then there are these scripts of guided imagery and meditations, which we've added a QR code to, which can be read by a smartphone, or these scripts can be accessed by typing in a web address and a special code, and then you can actually hear the audio portion of these scripts. So it's multi-sensory in that way, and the only thing I think I left off was probably smell.
Or dancing as well, but yeah, you could do that while you're doing it.
For the next volume, I suppose, but even the cover has a certain feel to it and feels good in your hand. So although there will eventually be an e-version of this book, right now it's a book that is something that you can hold and touch and feel and carry with you or leave on your nightstand. And that was the intention.
That's great. And again, for those of you that are listening live here today in Tucson, it's Saturday, the Books Festival. We're here all day today and all day tomorrow, and you can get a chance to come and meet Diane, actually hold a picture of a portion of this multi-sensory experience and pick up a copy at Night Horses Publishing and Fine Art. It's booth 464 on the mall right across from the Bookman's exhibit, or right in front of Sonnet Center, right there at the onset of the mall. So we're looking forward to seeing who else is going to come and meet you and get a chance to connect over these next 2 days.
Well, Diane, I hope a lot of people. I'm very excited just to even stop by and talk to you about the book and answer any questions that you might have.
Yeah, that's right. So the process of writing the book, as I said, we've gone through that. But tell me, you know, when you first opened the box that had the first one that you put in your hand, what did it feel like? I mean, you're a two-time mother, and
yes,
you've also birthed ideas, birth clients to new,
yes,
places and so on, but this is a whole new child that you've got in your hand now.
It is, and of course all the details adding, you know, leading up to this were nerve-wracking, almost the way you anticipate bringing a child into this world. It is one of the most joyful experiences of my life, and so just holding this in my hand and seeing the fruition of all this work and all the different visions that went into this and the care that went into this, it was just one of the most gratifying experiences of my life.
Yeah, because you had a real team behind you.
I did, and yes, and I still do, and now it's unbelievable to me how many people you need to really make a book. It's fascinating.
Well, and as you're finding out, as you have begun today, it isn't just making the book, but now getting out and about. So
right,
the distribution, marketing, and then just kind of in some ways allowing yourself to be conscious of what might come your way as a result of it.
Yes, and hopefully my image is that as people read the book and it stimulates them to do their own personal work or expand the journey that they're on, if they've already started doing that work, that they would be interested in doing a workshop or coming in and seeing me personally as a coach or calling me on the phone and working with a guide, mm-hmm, with somebody who's actually walked this walk and doesn't just talk the talk.
So you've mentioned again here at the onset that it's a multi-sensory, so that really the format of the book is different. But how else is it different? Could you expand upon that?
Well, I think the fact is that it's a conversation with the reader. It's each chapter, there's 7 sections, and within those sections there are multiple chapters, and each chapter starts with some piece of my own wisdom. So it might be sharing something personal, or it might be just sharing what I believe to be true, what I've experienced. And from there, it is a conversation, engaging the reader with questions and with things to think about. So that's not something I've actually seen in a lot of books. There may be books out there, I'm not sure, but when I was looking around to see what this format might look like, I actually never came across anything that was quite this similar. So I think it's leading edge, and it kind of defies categorizing, which I like. So it's got beauty, it's got time for thinking, it's got opportunities for stillness, it's got opportunities to meditate, to dream, to imagine. And as a result of all that, I think opportunities to grow.
It's a working piece as well.
Exactly. It's like a workbook, memoir, coaching book. I'm not sure where it fits.
And that's okay. Like you said, then it's going to fit multiple places. Yes. For those you may have just joined us, we're speaking with Diane Turner, and she's from Imagine That Coaching. You can learn more about Diane's work at DianeSTurner.com. And her new book is Heart Wisdom, A Concise Companion for Creating a Life of Possibility. The other thing about your book I would notice, and of course, Diane hasn't mentioned this segment, but I was one of the editors.
Yes.
So I went through it when, at the time, it was one long, continuous paragraph. There was not
Bless
even
you,
any
Zara.
Paragraph. And as an engineer, this was a real stretch out of my comfort zone to not scream in pain and say, what have you given me? But we got there.
Yes, we did.
But also the fact of it is, unlike many books in this space of self-inquisition, reflection, journey, you don't have to read this book from start to finish. You can step
right.
in at any
oh,
point
my goodness,
in time.
I almost
so you
forgot
need to
that.
Mention that.
Yes, actually, this is a book that you could start at the beginning and go all the way to the end, or you could just use it almost as a daily meditation. So you could open it anywhere you like.
And see which one would speak to you at the time.
And see what speaks to you. And sometimes what I'll do when I was looking at the book so many different times, and after it had been edited and I had organized it, and inevitably I would be rewriting some section that was really speaking to me, something that I really needed to hear. So in my world, I really believe this book has its own spirit. And so yeah. If you want, if you're open to that, the spirit of the book will actually speak to you. And so when you use it in that way, it can really provoke some thinking or some emotion inside of you that might surprise you. So I would encourage people to just open it wherever they feel called to open it. Just flip through it. The illustrations are amazing, so they may also create this evocative experience within you where you have your own story that you might want to get
like
a hold of.
Like any art.
That's
like
exactly right. And Alan's particular framework is narrative art, so he's telling a story in his illustrations. And of course, the poetry is embedded within that. So I've given the reader lots of opportunities to be stimulated, to be inspired, and to be provoked.
And in fact, why don't we, in that regard, take opportunity as if we had our cell phone right in front of us and clicked on a barcode or went to the special website that you've established. Why don't you tee up quickly the section we're going to now play of your guided meditation.
Okay, I think this is a brief one that's called Shifting to Something New, and this is in the section the section is Shifting to Something New, and the audio clip is called A New Paradigm. So here we go.
And by the way, if you're driving your car, please disregard the request to close your eyes.
Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Gently close your eyes and drop your attention down into your center. Taking several breaths in and out, feel the tingling, the excitement spreading through you. Sense and feel the energy contained in your cells like little fireworks igniting your entire being. Open your mouth and your throat and let your sound out. Release your breath, filled with your essence. Send it out into the universe with your energy attached to it. A giant invitation to any who are interested. Come and play with me. Prepare to have more. More joy, more fun, more love, more connection, more inspiration, more creative energy, more passion, more of everything you desire, more than you ever imagined. Move your head in gentle circles and imagine your breath spreading out like streamers connecting you to the wind. Gentle and guided, holding messages for anyone who may be listening. Feel the energy around you, touching your skin, reverberating and embracing you. As you send out your breath, so it returns to you. Watch what happens. Watch who shows up. Notice the magic. Be the wizard in your own life, creating the life and love you desire. choose with your entire being, your body, your heart, your soul, your mind. See your breath scattering the seeds of your desires, carried by the wind, taking root and shooting up from the earth. Know that anything is possible. Breathe in peace and calm. Breathe out peace and calm. Continue practicing this until you experience a shift deep within you, knowing all is well.
Well, just like at least my feeling of listening to that guided meditation was not unlike you reading the first chapter. There's a melody to your voice, Diane, and that I think actually comes through in the written word as well as the spoken word.
Thank you. Thank you. I am surprised always by how it feels when I speak a meditation, when I take somebody through a guided imagery. Part of it is that I really go to a different place myself. I go into trance, or it's very hypnotic. And so what happens to my voice is something that I'm not even aware of, but I guess it drops an octave and it modulates in a different way. So that's something that I feel really good about. And recording the audio portion was dreamy. It was wonderful. I just loved it because I could then play it back and listen to my voice and hear the richness of the images that come through, which I don't always think out ahead of time. This is not a planned out thing. These images come to me in meditation and then I write them down.
Well, I think for any of us that are involved in broadcasting or recording, at least I am, anytime I hear my voice, whether it be this podcast that we're just now recording or one that we've done 5 years ago, it makes you jump. You think, is that really me? Or is that like, Or and sometimes every now and then it's, what was I thinking? But oftentimes you think, that was pretty good. I wonder where that came from.
Exactly.
And I think to your point, that's the same way of your writing the book as well as people experiencing it. The book is going to bring you on a journey all of your own that you couldn't have predicted one way or another.
Well, what's so interesting to me is when I offered the book to, I had it professionally edited after all my editors, my non-professional
editors. Now, wait a minute. I was a professional editor. Okay, I get it. It's not in my vitae yet. Okay, now that's true. You didn't pay me for that.
That's right. Well, you gifted that to me, which was wonderful.
My pleasure.
So my paid editor, she was so wonderful, and she really, her vision of this book was really as a map. Mm-hmm. And so there are people who have been on this journey for quite some time, and so the concepts within this book might not be new to them. Hopefully, it will take them deeper within themselves and their own experience. And for those who have never done this work before, the layout, the way that I wrote the book, the intention of the book is very gentle. It's really about creating ease. And so at no time would I want the reader to be in struggle around this. If there's a point where they feel like they're bumping up against something and they need to stop for a while, well, the book invites that.
Yeah, to do that, yeah. Exactly. Well, very good. Well, again, congratulations, Diane. It's a pleasure to have an opportunity to catch you here at the opening of the Tucson Festival of Books. Please come down and visit Diane right off the mall. It's in the Night Horses booth, 464, in front of Sonnet Science Center. As well, visit DianeSTurner.com, or you can go through nighthorses.com. And as well, I know a week from Saturday, we're going to be actually hosting a live book signing on March 16th from 5:30 to 7 at the wonderful store Fed by Threads down in the 4th Avenue District here in Tucson.
Yes, and everybody's invited to that.
Absolutely wonderful. Catch up with you again. Congratulations, Diane, and we're going to watch this journey continue to unfold.
Thanks, Nora. See you later.
You bet.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.